I tell you, didn't miss yesterday was Plymouth Road. Led all the way, never really looked like losing. And he's an emerging star that could back up next week in the Winter Cup. Let's find out if he will. His trainer, Matthew Smith, is on the line. Matty, good morning. And how did Plymouth Road pull up? And is that Winter Cup next week now an option?
Morning, Ray. Morning, Jimmy. It was a good tough win yesterday. And, we're certainly going to nominate him for next Saturday. And we'll just see how he does over the next, you know, 2 or 3 days. It's sort of, reasonably quick if a horse is going to be okay to back up because they'll do well, or they won't. So, you know, we'll be able to make a decision by Wednesday for sure. Mm-hmm.
Do well. Define that for me, Matty.
You want them to eat up and you want them to be nice and bright on the track and get good feedback from your work riders that the horses have pulled up happy in themselves.
Right.
A lot of time a race will take a bit out of a horse and they'll be a bit flat for it. You know, maybe up to a week after a race, they can be a bit quiet. But I think Plymouth Rhodes, he's right in the peak. He's in such good nick. And that race yesterday, really, he pulled up super. Like, it didn't touch him, really. So,
yeah, right.
Like, horses like that tend to pull up well when they're at the top of their game.
Mm. And as you said yesterday, Matt, this is his time of year, isn't it, yeah. Matty? Like, he's not, to be fair, he's not a Group 1 horse. But this time of year, rain-affected tracks, staying races, that's his forte.
For sure, yeah. He needs to get soft tracks. And when he gets up over these distances and he's nice and fit, well, you know, some of those fields can be small. And if they are, well, he can dominate from the front. Mm. It'd be hard to beat.
Mm. And that's the way that Adam rode him too. And I think you made mention after the race about just how well Adam rode the horse. Particular instructions for him there, Matt?
Yeah, I left it open to him a little bit because Plymouth Road can be a little bit of a difficult ride, and we were planned to go forward, but I did leave it open to Adam if someone else took him on that he could take a sit if he wanted. But you know, plan was to go to the front, and try and just roll along at a good tempo, and we know our horse is fit and he loves the conditions, and just make it a really tough staying test.
Well, he did that, and he was just too good. Matty, Faraway Town didn't win, but her effort to run third, having to come back to 1,200 metres when you were training her for that 1,350 of the TR, and she unfortunately missed a run there. But again, she's run very, very well yesterday.
No, she did. She ran super. I think she was in the right spot, but I noticed when they quickened up that the winner just really relished the conditions and put a couple of lengths on her quickly, and she took a good 150 metres really to sort of get herself out of the ground, if you know what I mean, and hit top gear. And through the line, she was very strong. I mean, she was sort of, I suppose she was in front, 50 yards past the post.
Mm.
He's powering through.
She really did. Yeah, she really powered through the line. She's in good shape. I mean, we'll probably nominate her for the Civic Stakes and just leave our options open. You never know. If she pulls up really well, we might run her next Saturday too.
Mm. Just back to Plymouth Road, for OTI Racing and Bloodstock as well. So that's a feather in the cap and maybe more horses coming your way, Matt.
Oh, it's fantastic to get the support of Terry Henderson and the team at OTI. You know, they've got a lot of really nice horses spread around a lot of different trainers, but to get a horse from them, it's a big deal for us. And we certainly like to keep that relationship going and to get a win yesterday. I know Terry's overseas at the moment. He's got looking at all his stock overseas and at Royal Ascot, but it's just important for us to consolidate there and get some wins on the board for them.
No better advertisement than winning, Matty, and Plymouth Road did the job for you yesterday, kept the stables winning momentum going. Look, thanks for joining us this morning, Matt, and best of luck next week with both these horses, potentially Faraway Town and Plymouth Road at Rose Hill.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks, Amelia. Thanks, Jimmy.